Hi, welcome to WhiskeyCast, featuring news and interviews from the world of whiskey. I'm Mark Gillespie. In a few minutes, we'll hear from the owner of the world's best whiskey bar. It's a title that doesn't come easily. First, though, let's look at the news. If you want to know why whiskey producers are focusing so much energy on China these days, there's a really good reason. Chinese government statistics show the People's Republic went through 540 million cases of spirits during 2004. That amounts to 23% of world consumption, but foreign-made spirits made up less than 1% of the total. Whiskey sales in China rose by nearly 300% between 1999 and 2004. Whiskey producers would like to get their hands on more of the Indian market as well, and it could lead to an all-out trade war. Scotch Whiskey Association officials have been trying to get the Indian government to lower import tariffs on whiskey for years, but as we've reported before here on WhiskeyCast, the Indian government's proposed budget for next year doesn't call for any cuts.
Scotch whiskey faces an overall duty burden of up to 525%. Now, of course, that means that Scotch whiskey is simply inaccessible and unaffordable to the ordinary Indian consumer. So what the SWA and the industry has been working hard on is to persuade the Indian government to reduce the overall tariff burden to a more reasonable level, and also to bring its import regime into line with WTO rules. We're not looking for any favors, just fair market access.
SWA spokesman David Williamson expects a European Union ruling on the Indian tariff scheme later this year. That could lead to an appeal at the World Trade Organization. Of course, the trade dispute cuts both ways. Indian whiskey producers want more access to European markets, but EU regulations require that whiskey be grain-based. Indian whiskey is made from molasses, and the EU refuses to allow it to be labeled as whiskey in Europe. Turning away from politics for a moment now, a few weeks ago, the Balvenie's global brand manager, Jens Tholstrup, hinted during a WhiskeyCast interview that something new was on the horizon. Turns out there are two changes at the Balvenie. A new 17-year-old single malt dubbed New Wood will be released soon, and Tholstrup has left William Grant & Sons. He is returning to his native Denmark for a post at Danish Distillers. We wish him the best of luck. A sad note to report now, and the end of a 200-year tradition at Highland Park Distillery. Highland Park's resident distillery cat, Barley, was hit by a car and killed last week. Distilleries have traditionally kept cats around to make sure mice don't get into the grain, but local health officials on Orkney have nixed the idea of replacing Barley. If you'll be in Chicago for Malt Advocates Whiskey Fest on March 30th, you might want to add an extra day or two onto your itinerary. There will be a week's worth of whiskey events in Chicago that week, including a Whiskey 101 class at Delilah's, regarded as one of America's best whiskey bars, and a Whiskeys of the World night at Binney's on Clark Avenue near Wrigley Field. A full list of Whiskey Week events is included in the calendar of events at WhiskeyCast.com. Whiskey Magazine has announced the winners of this year's Icons of Whiskey Awards. As we reported last time around, Glenfarclas was named the Distiller of the Year. Other winners included Compass Box as the Innovator of the Year, Japan's Yamazaki Distillery as the Best Visitor Center, along with special honors for Christine Logan and Robert Hicks. While there's a lot of competition for each award, one category stands out above the rest. Bragging rights as the Whiskey Bar of the Year go to the Pot Still in Glasgow and owner Ken Story.
Basically, obviously, I'm just so chuffed about the overall award, because obviously we were a joint winner last year, which is one of the reasons why I never thought we would actually be an outright winner this year. And we have won various whiskey awards throughout Scotland, so we're very proud. So what we do is we have our staff uniforms, have all the different awards. So it's a bit like a Tour de France jersey with all these awards on them. So we're very proud of our awards, and we don't mind shouting it from the rooftops.
How did you find out about it?
Basically, what happens is when you get shortlisted, what they do is they invite you, they tell you you're on the shortlist, and you just basically go down to the award ceremony and have a nice meal, and then listen to all the finalists going through them all, and then suddenly your name pops up, and there you are. top of the pile.
What were you thinking when they called your name?
When I was sitting there, I thought, I'm going to get highly commended. I'm going to get highly commended. I'm going to get one of those certificates. I'm going to get highly commended, which I thought was a major achievement. But when they announced that I'd won it, I don't know how I felt. The first thing I wanted to do was phone home and phone the pub and tell everyone to have a drink on the house. So it cost me quite a lot of money to share the experience with everyone else. The second I found out, so that's when I phoned the pub instantly.
And what was the reaction back at the pub?
Oh, cheers. I could hear the cheers over the phone. It was just amazing. Then all the people congratulate me. Well, one of the things that has disappointed me on the award, which is, it's a major achievement for Glasgow, it's a major achievement for me, it's a major achievement for the pub, but it has virtually broke little press at all, which I found really sort of disheartening.
What makes the pot still so special?
Well, obviously the pot still is, you know, there's the name of the vessel it's used for making whiskey. And it has been a specialist whiskey bar since the 80s. And so it has always been a specialist whiskey bar, and the range of whiskies we have, the staff knowledge. The best way to describe us is you have various hotel bars and various bars throughout the country which have a small section and they have a collection of whiskies. We are the complete opposite. We are whiskey with some seating. it's the opposite. We are whiskey first and foremost, and everything else is secondary to whiskey. We don't have like hotel rooms, we don't have captured guests, we don't have captive audience, we don't do food, we don't do this. People come here purely for the whiskey.
What happens now?
What happens now? Franchise it out to once this Mars exploration takes off. That's it. Just now, I'm actually still digesting the award. I keep waiting for people to come busting on the door and pat me on the back, but it's not seems to be happening. In fact, I'm quite surprised that you guys at Sweet Jews over there, you find it more of an achievement than their own city people do. In fact, it's quite ironic, we actually we put a goldfish in the award to draw attention to it. But all the staff have then since adopted him and got him in his own separate bowl. And we've called him Frank. So we now have a wee mascot as well.
Give me an idea of the range of whiskies that you have.
We have about 470 separate individual single malts. We have almost a couple of each representation of all the distilleries throughout Scotland, with one or two which are now fetching silly money. Our price range of whiskies go from about £1.65 up to £250. There's basically something for everyone. And where we get a real, real buzz is when we meet novice people who are just breaking into whiskey, and we guide them through it, and we start them off, because obviously there are some whiskies there, if you experience them for the first time, that would probably put you off whiskey. So they're a thing that you'd maybe want to work into. So we get a great joy and pleasure of introducing people to whiskey and steering them through all the different types of finishing and the different barrels and the different ages, the effect the age has, the effect the barrel has, the effect the climate has, the effect the malted barley has, whether it's a single malt, whether it's a vatted malt, whether it's a grain spirit, whether it's a blended whiskey, whether it's a deluxe blend. We just have so much fun. And educating people and telling them all about it. And a lot of the stories are very, very supportful with material. They give us the tools to actually to conduct work tastings and nosings.
One final note, two outlets shared top honors as retailers of the year. The Barry Brothers and Rudd St. James shop won for best single store, and Royal Mile Whiskies was honored as the chain store of the year. That's all for this edition of Whiskey Cast. As always, I welcome your comments and your feedback. My email address is comments@whiskeycast.com. Whiskey Cast is a production of MG Media, copyright 2006, and comes to you from the charming, yet regrettably dry town of Haddonfield, New Jersey. I'm Mark Gillespie, reminding you that when you drink, please drink responsibly. Thanks for listening.